toward sustainability.
We are going to talk about veganism. You guys are vegan, right? So what does it mean to be vegan?
It means to not eat any animal products.
So why don't you eat animal products?
Because it's like killing yourself. Because you're the same as animals.
Animals have meat inside of them, and we also have meat inside of us.
When we eat something, when we drink cow milk, it's not for us. It's for the baby cows. And also same as bees. The honey is for baby bees and...
It's the same as drinking from goat milk and everything.
Yeah, drinking goat milk, right.
So what will happen if you eat animal products?
Well, you'll get less life.
Why do you think others eat animal products?
Because they've never heard this.
Then maybe you can explain to them.
Well, you shouldn't eat animal products because it's like killing yourself, I told you. But it's from a animal, no? And the animals are the same as you.
What do you usually eat?
Soy milk, muesli, fruits, vegetables, cereals, vegan ice cream, vegan chocolate made of cocoa beans.
When you see a big chocolate made of milk, it looks so tasty, would you take it?
No, because it's made out of milk.
Some of your friends probably eat animal products?
Yes, some of them don't. Some of them do not eat animal products.
Do you try just to explain to them that it's not the best what they can do?
Yeah, we explain to them, but they don't do it.
It's not good when we eat pigs because some people like it.
It's not good for them.
Because they lie on the ground and their skin is very yucky.
They play in the mud. They eat grasshoppers.
Do not eat anything from the sea because even the fish or shark, because the sea is way dirty, and sometimes when the people die, when we was not living there, their bones are there and the skin it's still in the sea.
So when the tsunami also came,
and it's like yucky to eat like mixed with water.
The fish has chemicals in them. When they eat bigger fish, the fish get more chemicals. And they keep doing that till they're really big. And then the biggest fish someone eats. And then they get a bunch of chemicals in them. Or they might die.
When we eat shark, they eat the fish. So when somebody cuts the fish, so it's like we eat many fishes, and it's already with the spit and teeth that a shark is already eating, so it's not good to eat also.
That's right.
Then why do you think the existence created all these animals?
Because they wanted to kill people.
You think so? God wants to kill people or what?
No, God doesn't want to kill people. God likes people. But the people some bad people want to kill sharks and sell them to people because they want the people to die. And sometimes they put poison in the sharks or fish.
We cannot do anything with tigers because tigers also eat meat. And we can't explain because they don't know any language. They just live. Rah. So how can we, it's better to like look at the animals, not to go near, then they can also eat you.
Yeah, maybe.
How do you think we can help others understand that maybe it's a good idea not to eat meat?
We should scare them like this.
And maybe we should just smile at them and love them.
So, you are not going to eat meat, right?
Yeah, I'm not.
He's already eating meat.
Yeah, but now I love vegetables. My yummy vegetable is lady's finger.
My favorite vegetable is potato.
Oh, yes. And this is Anne. I'm the author of The Paradise Paradigm and Veganism. It's a book that should be coming out in the next month or so. Well, veganism means the philosophy that life is very valuable, whether it's human or animal life. And so if you are vegan, you don't believe in killing animals or people. And so you have to often, if you're a Westerner, you have to change your lifestyle so that you are not eating animals. That's probably the biggest lifestyle change that needs to be made when you become vegan. And it means not only not eating animals, but not eating products made from animals, like milk or eggs or cheese or anything that has dairy in it. And also not eating anything that's made using these things, or not buying anything that's made, tested on animals, or that will harm animals. So that's basically what veganism is. I think different people have different reasons for deciding to go vegan, but I think basically the deep reason for it all, if you can call it that, is that you know, I think we all know deep down inside that killing a sentient being is not good. You know, God or Rama or the Great Spirit or whatever you want to call it, created this earth actually for to be like a paradise for all of us, not just people but animals too. And so the idea is that we want to help create a paradise on earth. We want to live in harmony with other people and other animals. And so that's why people are choosing the vegan lifestyle. Does that make that might help? And then, you know, what goes along with that is the idea that might help people understand what veganism is. And what also this idea, which I call the paradise paradigm, okay, implies is that when we were created, when people were created, our bodies were created in such a way so that we actually become sick when we eat animal products. The three major disease killers in Western culture, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, have all been found recently to be closely related to the amount of animal products people eat. And heart disease and diabetes have definitely been found to be able to be reversed through a vegan diet often. So it just proves that that we really were meant to be vegan, which also indicates that we were meant to get to live in harmony with animals, which is what paradise is all about, right? So
everybody likes animals. Stop eating animals.